I'm Bishop T.D. Jakes, inviting you to unwind your mind and spirit with tonight's sleep psalm. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer, my God, my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield, and the horn of my salvation, my high tower. Psalm 18, verse 2. Dear Lord, blessed are you, my rock and my God. You alone deserve glory and praise, and I repent for any time I have tried to steal praise and recognition for myself. You look favorably upon the humble, and you deal graciously with the gracious. I do not want to slip into corruption and arrogance. I want to step into peace, favor, and rest. Support me in my pursuit of righteousness and strengthen me as I battle my own pride. Tomorrow will have its temptations. So as I place my head on the pillow, train my mind and heart for the war against sin. Remind me that ultimate victory is found in you. As I lay my head down to rest tonight, shore me up in you. Ground me in humility and strengthen my bones for tomorrow's mission. In Jesus' name, I trust and pray. Amen. Thank you for praying with me. I'm Bishop T.D. Jakes, inviting you to unwind your mind and spirit with tonight's sleep psalm. Prepare your heart for this devotional from the Book of Psalms, guiding you into a restful embrace under His watchful eyes. Thank you for joining me, Bishop T.D. Jakes, for tonight's episode of the Sleep Psalms podcast. If this episode blessed you, follow the podcast so you never miss a nightly encouragement.
Hello, I'm Grace. For tonight's Sleep Psalm by Pray.com, we will be meditating on Psalm 18. As you lay down, relax your shoulders, rest your arms by your side, and take a few deep breaths. Release any tension in your body. Close your eyes and breathe in and out slowly. Clear your mind and focus your thoughts on God. Remember who He is, the Almighty One that delivers you and sustains you. Remember who you are, a child of God that is deeply valued and loved. He knows the weight of what you are carrying from today, and He is ready to lift your burdens and give you rest for your mind, body, and soul. Bring today's worries and anxieties to Him. Know He cares for you. Know He came to bring you a life filled with joy, hope, and peace. Focus on His promises, on His faithfulness, on His strength. Breathe in and out slowly. Feel your chest rise and fall with each breath. When you breathe in, allow your lungs to completely fill with air before exhaling. When you breathe out, release the stress and tension in your muscles. As your body relaxes, focus on opening your mind and heart to hear God's voice. Listen to your heartbeat and focus on breathing in and out slowly until your heart rate slows down. As you get ready to meditate on God's word, ask for Him to speak to you tonight. Listen for His still, small voice to lead you down a safe, secure path that leads to peaceful rest. The Bible tells us those who seek Him and cry out to Him will be delivered from their troubles. Tonight, let's put our trust in the Lord and find rest in His strength. Psalm 18 from the King James Version says, I will love Thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised, so shall I be saved from mine enemies. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about, the snares of death prevented me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord, and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of His temple, and my cry came before Him even into His ears. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations also of the hills moved and were shaken because He was wroth. There went up a smoke out of His nostrils, and fire out of His mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also, and came down, and darkness was under His feet. And He rode upon a cherub, and did fly. Yea, He did fly upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness His secret place, His pavilion round about Him were dark waters and thick clouds of skies. At the brightness that was before Him, His thick clouds passed, hailstones and coals of fire. The Lord also thundered in the heavens, and the highest gave His voice, hailstones and coals of fire. Yea, He sent out His arrows and scattered them, and He shot out lightnings and discomfited them. Then the channels of waters were seen, and the foundations of the world were discovered at Thy rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of Thy breath of Thy nostrils. He sent from above, He took me, He drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy, and from them which hated me, for they were too strong for me. They prevented me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay. He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me because He delighted in me. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness. According to the cleanness of my hands hath He recompensed me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord, and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all His judgments were before me, and I did not put away His statutes from me. I was also upright before Him, and I kept myself from mine iniquity. Therefore hath the Lord recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in His eyesight. With the merciful Thou wilt shew Thyself merciful, with an upright man Thou wilt shew Thyself upright. With the pure Thou wilt shew Thyself pure, and with the forward Thou wilt shew Thyself forward. For Thou wilt save the afflicted people, but wilt bring down high looks. For Thou wilt light my candle, the Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. For by Thee I have run through a troop, and by my God I have leapt over a wall. As for God, His way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trust in Him. For who is God save the Lord? Or who is a rock save our God? It is God that girdeth me with strength, and maketh my way perfect. He maketh my feet like hinds' feet, and setteth me upon my high places. He teacheth my hands to war, so that a bow of steel is broken by mine arms. Thou hast also given me the shield of Thy salvation, and thy right hand hath holden me up, and thy gentleness hath made me great. Thou hast enlarged my steps under me, that my feet did not slip. I have pursued mine enemies and overtaken them, neither did I turn again till they were consumed. I have wounded them that they were not able to rise. They are fallen under my feet. For thou hast girded me with strength unto the battle. Thou hast subdued under me those that rose up against me. Thou hast also given me the necks of mine enemies, that I might destroy them that hate me. They cried, but there was none to save them, even unto the Lord, but he answered them not. Then did I beat them small as the dust before the wind. I did cast them out as the dirt in the streets. Thou hast delivered me from the strivings of the people, and thou hast made me the head of the heathen. A people whom I have not known shall serve me. As soon as they hear of me, they shall obey me. The strangers shall submit themselves unto me. The strangers shall fade away and be afraid out of their close places. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. It is God that avengeth me and subdueth the people under me. He delivereth me from mine enemies, yea, thou liftest me up above those that rise up against me. Thou hast delivered me from the violent man. Therefore I will give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and sing praises unto thy name. Great deliverance giveth he to his king, and sheweth mercy to his anointed, to David and to his seed forevermore. In this world there are many troubles, but with the Lord's strength and power, we can overcome any obstacle we face. Tonight, let's draw near to the Lord. Meditate on his strength, knowing he is protecting you and keeping you secure through the night. Take a deep breath. Allow your chest to fully expand. Imagine being filled with God's strength, enabling you to climb mountains, hike treacherous paths, and cross tumultuous waters. His strength can help you overcome any challenges you are facing. Allow the confidence from his strength lay your fears to rest. Calm your mind and ease the tension in your body. Focus on taking deep breaths. As you exhale, let go of the enemy's lies that are attacking your mind. Contemplate God's truth. Know his words are flawless and his ways are perfect. He will never lead you astray from his perfect path that leads to a life of blessing and favor. Allow God's truth to renew your spirit. Breathe in and out. Humble yourself before the Lord. Confess a time when you tried to fight your battles with your own strength. Confess when you doubted the power of God. Acknowledge you cannot face this world alone, and you need his help. Breathe in his forgiveness. As you exhale, let go of your guilt and shame. Surrender to God's love and find inner peace and rest. In this sweet surrender, rejoice in the Lord's strength. Praise him for being your rock and shield to sustain you and protect you through the night. Praise him for being your fortress, surrounding you with his protection as you sleep. Think of someone who is facing a really difficult time today. Pray for them to feel God's strength and power, and to surrender their fears and worries to him so that they may find rest. Now is the time to lay your requests before God. The Bible tells us he hears you when you call to him for help. So cast all your cares and anxieties on him, and find rest in knowing God will help you. Pray for his protection as you sleep. Pray you will feel safe and secure in His presence. Pray for His strength and courage as you face difficult battles in this life. Remember, your Lord has ultimate victory, so rest assured that nothing can tear you down. Pray for peaceful rest that will rejuvenate your body, keeping you healthy for life. Take a deep breath. As you exhale, release any tension and stress that is still lingering from today. Relax your neck and shoulders. Feel your body soften and your mind settle. As your body relaxes, allow God to refresh your soul and bring you peace to help you sleep through the night.